Now, like the United States, France is suffering from a recession. Unemployment is at its highest level since the 70s, and banks are not lending. Poor and rich French alike are squeezed for cash. And in Paris, many people turn to one of the country's oldest and most venerable lending institutions. Reporter Eleanor Beardsley went there, too, and brings us this report.
As the city's church bells toll 9 a.m., there's already a line in the cobblestone courtyard of Paris's Crédit Municipal, the city's official pawnbroker. Since 1777, Parisians have been bringing their valuables here to trade for quick cash. Crédit Municipal employee Anne-Laure Geoffroy says the institution has always been a sort of barometer of the health of the French economy.
In the media, the crisis officially started last fall, but we've been feeling the pain for the last year. As early as last spring, more and more people began showing up to pawn things for even small amounts of cash, just to be able to buy groceries.
Geoffroy says the number of people pawning valuables has risen 20% to 30% in the past 12 months to nearly 600 a day. Jacob Ange tucks a wad of bills into his wallet as he talks with friends. Ange has just pawned his family's jewelry because he says he can't make ends meet on his pay as a security guard, and the bank has refused his loan request.
C'est dur. La crise fait que aujourd'hui on ne s'en sort pas.
Everything is hard these days. My paycheck is not enough to support my wife and children. I had to bring this jewelry in to get some cash to deal with some problems. I'm not selling it, but I'm forced to part with it for a while.
For 250 years, Parisians from all social classes have used the institution. Past pawners include Victor Hugo and Emile Zola. And a reminder of hard times past, a giant barrel-like structure equipped with faucets stands in the courtyard outside. It's a 19th century mattress washer, explains Anne-Laure Geoffroy.
Donc les gens venaient apporter leur matelas.
Parisians used to pawn their mattresses in the morning and then come back in the evening with their day's wages to get them back.
Even today, 97% of goods left here eventually do return to their owners. Unlike American pawn shops, which often gouge customers with high interest rates, the Crédit Municipal's rates are between 4 and 10%, depending on the amount borrowed. It is first and foremost a non-profit institution with a social mandate. In a large room off the inner courtyard, about 25 agents sitting behind windows take in valuables. Within about half an hour, clients can get an assessment of the value of their jewelry, sculpture, furniture, or paintings by one of the dozens of experts on staff here. They can then get cash for half the market value of their good. Most of the people here seem to be immigrants. The room is filled with African women in robes and headdresses, and there are many Sri Lankans. Their children play in the courtyard outside. Farid Bouchnak, whose parents immigrated to France from Algeria, says his mother has been coming here since 1968 to pawn the family jewels.
Et depuis 68, nous on est une famille de 8 enfants.
We had 8 kids in the family, and my dad was on minimum wage. So my mom would pawn the family jewels to buy tickets for vacation to go back to Algeria. Then she'd save the whole next year to pay the loan off and get her jewelry back. The system served us well.
And for those who fail to meet the yearly interest payments or reimburse their loans, their valuables are sold off in auctions. Today, 300 lots of jewelry and some furniture is on the block. The Crédit Municipal attracted a lot of media attention when, for the first time in its history, it started accepting and selling at auction some rare Grand Cru wines. René Saragosti, head of Crédit Municipal's sales unit, says he was stunned by the number of well-heeled Parisians who showed up to pawn their wines for instant cash.
Il y a des choses somptueuses et rarissimes dans nos caves.
We now have some incredibly rare and sumptuous wines in our cellar, like, for instance, two Magnum bottles of a 1945 Mouton Rothschild. They're worth between 40 and 60,000 euros each.
Saragosti says that's proof that the wealthy, just like the poor, are being deeply affected by the crisis. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.